party to you.
Samsonite. I was way off.
Hold on to your butts.
What's up, heroes, and welcome to the Stephen Corson Show, where we discuss financial strategies, habits, and mindset to get you to your first 100K and then get you to your first million, all in the pursuit of true wealth and modern freedom. Have you ever been scrolling on social media and somebody will pop up and be like, you have to have a growth mindset, and they just yell that term to you, and it's like, okay, great. What does that mean? Like, how do I actually do that? Well, I'm going to show you one specific way that I have really been able to take like a lot of my negative thoughts and transition them into a growth mindset. And a lot of times it's literally saying the exact same thing that you're saying in your head or out loud and just adding a little something extra on top of it. See, a good example would be something as simple as I'm not good at this. Okay. That is an accurate statement. So I don't want to take away from the fact, and I am not promoting some type of rosy, overly optimistic, delusional sense of capability, right? That's not what I'm trying to do. I do think that it's good for us to have a realistic, assessment of where we are with something. My son asked me the other day, he goes, Dad, am I good at reading? Am I better than most people? And I just said, you're good at reading, but you're not better than most people. You could practice more. I don't want to set for him this expectation that he's already the best and keep him from wanting to work harder. I want to give him an accurate assessment on where his skill sets are. So we have to do the same things for ourselves. Now, if I'm looking at something and I'm saying I'm not good at this, period. That's where the problem lies. What I have done is I have just put a belief on myself and I've ended it right there. I have stopped it and it's just, I am good at this, period. There is nothing coming after this. The way that you can take this very simple statement and transition it from this negative into an realistic assessment with a growth mindset attached to it is by adding a little something there. So instead of saying, I'm not good at this period, we're going to go with, I'm not good at this yet, comma, but I can improve. By doing that, we do two things. The first is that we are not giving ourselves permission to give up. That's what you're doing whenever you're making this statement, like, this is too hard. I'm not good at this. I don't know how to fix this. What we are doing is we are giving up. It is surrender. We are allowing ourselves and giving permission to just quit. And that's the difference a lot of times. You see this all the time with people who are building wealth, okay? They will look at a situation and be like, oh, we just sucked with our finances. Okay, well, if the statement ends there, like, we spent way too much money this month. Okay, well, that's it. You've left it there. It is this negative statement. It is becoming an internalized belief because we are believing in that. I don't want people to have this illusion of, well, we spent way too much money this month, but hey, it could have been worse because we could have spent way more, right? Like, that's not the kind of growth mindset. That's, again, borderlining delusional and like just weird, fake optimism. A better way that we could, transition that into a growth mindset statement would be something like, well, we really overspent and did not do well with our finances this month, but it's a good learning experience to make sure we don't make this mistake in the future. We really spent too much money on our budget this month, but it's a really good thing that this was a one-time expense that we normally wouldn't have to account for every single month. It's not every day that we run over a curb and pop all four tires, right? And thank God everybody was safe. That's just one simple way that we can take this negative and turn it into a growth mindset. So, it doesn't matter what it is. It's going to be impossible for me to understand this. I'm really bad with money. I have a spending problem. Period, period, period. We're ending those statements just right there. All you have to do to take those negative thoughts that you have, because they will be there no matter where you are in life, no matter how much money you have, no matter how great of an athlete you are, whatever it is that you do that you want a growth mindset in, you will always have doubts. So don't think that, oh, okay, I just need to like quiet my mind and I need to work on getting rid of the doubts. No, no, no. Fear is there for a reason. All of our doubts are based out of fear. Fear is a natural instinct that is built to protect us, right? But if we let it run rampant, then guess what? It can ruin our lives. So that's what we're trying to do. We want the fear of knowing that, oh, I really screwed up my finances this month. That is a good, healthy fear. We should have that. When I'm staring at a lion, you know, and I've fallen inside the compound at the zoo and the lion's in front of me, there's nothing in between us. It would be absolutely ridiculous if I was like, well, you know, at least a lion hasn't eaten me yet. You know, I mean, it's a beautiful day outside. Like the sun is shining. I mean, what a great day. If I was going to die, at least this would be interesting. Like, no, no, no. Those are ridiculous statements, and sometimes that's a lot of what people are trying to paint, like this eternally sunshine outlook on everything. Again, that is not what I want. That is not a growth mindset. That is just, you know, not willing to face the reality of a situation. So come in and be like, I've put on too much weight. I am overspending consistently. I do not know how to do something. Whatever it is, don't leave it as a period. Put a comma next to it and continue the statement. Do not give yourself permission to quit right there. That's the key. So I am doing a really bad job of getting into the gym this week, but I know I'm going to do better next week. And if you want to take it a step further, tell yourself why. So instead of just saying like, I've done a really bad job of, and I really have done a bad job of getting into the gym this week. I only made it twice and there weren't big workouts either. Like I did just to go. So I got to get back on my plan. But what I'm going to tell myself is I didn't do a good job getting to the gym this week, but I am going to do better next week because I am going to call and tell one of my close friends to hold me accountable. And I am going to take this book and start tracking my my progress in this. So that now has not only turned a negative statement into a positive statement, but it's also added an action and a plan in order to make me believe that, yes, this is what I'm going to do to achieve this. Anytime there is a belief in a plan, it gives that hope just that much more of a stronger hold in our minds and in our heart. And that is what we need to propel ourselves forward. So if you take that, that is one simple way that you can take any negative statement you have, just don't put a period there, add the comma, and then talk about how you're going to improve it.